Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
So, hey, everyone. This is not Robert Scott Bell tonight. This is T&B and Super D. We're going to be filling in for Robert tonight. Super Don, you on the line there?
Indeed I am, sir.
You know, I was considering, for those of you that listened to last night's show, I was talking to Don before the show, and I said, you know, Hillbilly Hank might make an appearance tonight, but I don't know. That may be second hour. Anyway, we had a good time last night on the RSB show as Hillbilly Hank made an appearance, and I can't remember. What was it, Super Don, that Hillbilly disagreed with last night?
Oh, we were talking. I think we were talking about statins and vaccines, you pumped him pretty good.
You know, he told me later, just in case you're not getting the full picture here, folks, I called in acting like Hillbilly Hank, and Robert told me later that he realized about 30 seconds into the call that it was me. But, yeah, I disagreed last night with his position that statins were harmful to the liver. If I remember right, I said something like, you know, my first liver was fine, and my second one was just fine, and now I'm on my third. So, anyway, that was fun. But Robert's traveling today. I've been in touch with him a couple of times thus far. He checked in about half an hour before the show started. I think he's just making sure that we're gonna be here, you know, in his nice, friendly way. We're here. Where's Robert traveling to, by the way?
He's on his way to Viva Las Vegas right now.
He's not in his Elvis suit, is he?
No, but he did grow his sideburns out a little bit, so I'm a little worried about it.
I can just see Robert going, Viva Las Vegas!
Yeah. So he's heading out there. He was just out there like 3 weeks ago, and he's headed back. He just loved it and couldn't get enough. And I believe, rumor has it, he's going to be broadcasting live in studio with Jerry Doyle. So really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know that Jerry was out there.
Yeah, Jerry lives in Vegas. Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. Yes, well, you know, Robert's been quite the popular United States traveler lately, hasn't he? He's been just about everywhere.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't either. I mean, he's traveling all the time, and he's still doing the show 6 days a week.
Going constantly. I still hold the position that he is the hardest working man in Health Talk Radio.
Oh, he is. He works all the time, and he's very, very productive at what he's doing. And, you know, I was just thinking a couple of nights ago, man, you know, with the quest for the cures, we've been so successful this year with the quest and reaching so many people. But I was thinking, you know, without Robert in the picture, I probably wouldn't have been able to hook up with maybe half of the interviews that I got in the first quest were because Robert introduced me to these people. You know, he's had such a big impact for me and for the quest for the cures and Charlene and just all that we're doing that, I really can't thank him enough. He doesn't get enough credit for what he does and just connecting people. And he never wants anything in return. He just does it because he wants to help people, and he just wants to get the word out there. So, I mean, he's a good man. I hope he's listening and he's hearing this, because he really is. He deserves the recognition, because he really was instrumental this year in the quest for the cures. And people see him in the quest, and they think he was one of the interviewees, but it was really because of him that I was able to connect with so many people.
Yeah, well, he's a man on a mission, and however he can do it, he will definitely do it. And you know, one of the things he talks about a lot is how important it is to detox.
He does talk about detoxification a lot, and if you read certain websites out there, then they'll say that's just a bunch of hooey, don't they, Super Don?
Oh, well, I mean, maybe some unknown blog somewhere that nobody's ever heard of, right?
Yeah, like The Guardian.
Oh, The Guardian. Whoops.
Oopsie daisy. The Guardian. Yeah, Charlene showed me this article initially, a few days ago, a week ago, whatever. I'm not sure when it was out. Maybe a week ago, 3 days ago. And it talks about the fact that all this detoxification, these people talking about cleaning out your liver and your colon and your kidneys, is just a bunch of hooey. It's a myth. And this really got me, the first of this article in The Guardian, that says there's no such thing as detoxing. In medical terms, it is a nonsense. It is nonsense. Mm-hmm. Diet and exercise is the only way to get healthy, but which of the latest fad regimes can really make a difference? We look at the facts. That got me. I'm like, okay, really? They're going to look at the facts.
Now, that is an interesting way to put that. The latest fad regimes.
Yeah, regime.
What is that? I mean, like, you know, this fad is a dictatorship, and this one over here is... What? A regime? Yes.
This one's from Kim Jong-il here, from the North Korean regime. Anyway,
wow.
One of the interesting things here that I started reading through, Don, and I'm sure that you'll agree with me, at least I think you will, except for maybe when we talk about the coffee enemas detox. Oh, you know, we can disagree there.
I just can't get away from that.
You knew we had to hit on
I'm leaving.
Enemas.
Goodbye. No.
Look, I just had to get that out of the way. You know, I'm going through my checklist here. Okay, coffee enemas. You know, put coffee enemas on Don in Don's face. Okay, check. It's off the list now. We don't have to do that again.
Get it out of the way.
Here's what's interesting. It says the idea that you can wash away your calorific sins is the perfect antidote to our fast food lifestyles and alcohol lubricated social lives. Okay, so I saw that. I'm like, okay. I don't know anybody that does detoxification that is trying to wash away their calorific sins. That's not the purpose of detoxification. So immediately I took logic in college, we've got what's called false equivalence. They're already starting with these logical fallacies here in the article. Next one, it says there's something that you should know. Detoxing, the idea that you can flush your system of impurities and leave your organs squeaky clean and raring to go is a scam. All right?
Well, there's no sarcasm in this at all, is there?
No, not at all. Yeah, I really like the sarcasm too, right?
Squeaky clean. Yes.
Squeaky clean. Okay, nobody talks about getting your organs squeaky clean. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with detoxifying impurities out of your organs. So they've got another false equivalence there. And look, until the 1970s, and Dr. Nick Gonzalez talked about this in The Quest for the Cures, coffee enemas, and we had to get this again, sorry, Don, coffee enemas were actually in the Merck manual. That's not exactly your bastion of quackery, right? I mean, that's about as mainstream as you can get, Merck manual, and coffee enemas were talked about in the Merck manual because of the fact that they do detoxify the liver so much. I should have let you hit that one, Don, because it is coffee and it was one of your favorite studies, but sorry, I don't mean to be monopolizing the conversation here.
Yeah, well, the fact that I am not in favor of coffee enemas does not mean that I can speak to it as an expert, so feel free.
Okay, well, then I'll go on, because the doctor here that is an emeritus professor of complementary medicine at Exeter University, his name is Edzard Ernst. He says there are two types of detox. One is respectable and the other isn't. The respectable one, he says, is the medical treatment of people with life-threatening drug addictions. So, you go to detox to get off of drug addiction. That's one type of detox. Now, of course, we're all familiar with that one. Now, the other one, in his words, is being hijacked by entrepreneurs, quacks, and charlatans to sell a bogus treatment that allegedly detoxifies your body of toxins you're supposed to have accumulated. Look, Edzard... Okay, that's not this is a fact. It's not been hijacked by a bunch of quacks and charlatans. It is a fact that toxins accumulate in the body. Why do you think we have a liver, Edzard? The liver is a filter, and filters accumulate debris, And it is a fact that if you don't detoxify the liver, that it doesn't work as well. That's why coffee enemas were in the Merck manual until the 1970s, Edzard. And by the way, Don, I just pulled up a picture of Edzard, and you can find him online. I just Google imaged his name, and he's not exactly the bastion of health. So I'm not so sure that, it looks like he could probably use a good colon cleanse, to tell you the truth.
Okay. I'll have to look at that. Does he look a little green around the gills, or what?
No, he's not green around the gills. He's just not the bastion of health, if you get what I'm saying. let's just say he might have had a couple too many Happy Meals.
Oh, I see. He's a little fluffy around the gills.
He's a little fluffy. It looks like. Okay. Let's just say, I don't want a character attack here. This is just being fun. Okay. And I'm not making fun of his weight. He's not that overweight. But let's just say he could go down to the mall and be Santa Claus if he wanted to.
Okay. He's a jolly old man.
He's a jolly old man. Look, bottom line, I don't care what he weighs. I don't care what kind of shape he's in. All I care about is he misleading people? And the bottom line is he's misleading people here. One of the things he says later, much of the sales pattern revolves around toxins, which are poisonous substances that you ingest or inhale. But it's not exactly clear what these toxins are. Excuse me? Let's talk to Dr. Buttar, that is an expert at removing mercury and other heavy metals out of the body. It's very clear what these toxins are. And you can measure the toxins once you remove them from the body through different types of detoxification techniques, including the EDTA chelation and other chelation therapies that Dr. Buttar implements in his practice. So that's just a lie there.
This guy is very interesting because, listen, he's a researcher specializing in the study of complementary and alternative medicine. This guy got his start in his medical career at a homeopathic hospital in Munich. This guy should know better.
He should know better. He should know better. I want to know who's funding him. That's where I typically go at this point. I'm like, okay, I should know better.
Somebody's been slipping him statins or something because he's suffering from dementia.
It's all this stuff is just not true. Then he goes, the last one, I know we got a break coming quick. There's colonic irrigation. Its proponents will tell you that mischievous plaques of impacted poo can lurk in your colon for months or years and pump the Z-carbon toxins back into your system.
Listen. Enough with the stuff going in that end of the body, okay? enough. You know, that was like a coffee enema by proxy. That was not fair.
Okay. We're 2 for 2, yes, in the first segment. We got a lot more coffee enemas coming up shortly, folks, so stay tuned. If you're not grossed out now, you will be soon, just like Super Tom.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey, I think we're back.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sitting, I'm waiting for you. You're waiting for me. You know, we're just kind of, I was kind of enjoying the music, actually.
I was too. It was really nice. I like that. I like the bump of music. But actually, you're there and I'm here, but we're neither, I guess both of us are back.
Yes.
Yeah.
In one way or another, yes.
I get. Well, you know, you put our brains together and we got a good solid one brain, so I think we're good for this segment.
Sometime. Not like Monday, though, dude. Monday, you know, Robert and I had done, we'd filled in for Joyce Riley in the morning, and by the time the show in the evening, you could have put Robert and my brains together and it would have been hard to do addition. And then we brought Batar in and we're thinking, oh, Batar's here, he's going to save the day, and Batar comes, and he's lost his voice. So all three of us, we were just kind of like, oh, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
So. Yeah, that's right, because that's when Robert Skyped me and said, do you want to come on, call on, please, because we're hurting here.
Yeah, he was turning on the bat signal and calling the Avengers and everything. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that based upon his performance on Monday with the Joyce Riley show and then doing another couple hours at night, that he should be nominated for an award. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, it is the end of the year. This is usually about the time that Time magazine names their person of the year. So
yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, actually, they've already named their person of the year.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. Well, but it's not really a person. It's like it's people. It's persons. It's
persons.
Plural. It's a bunch of persons or peoples. Or
bunch of persons. Folks. It's the cast from The Walking Dead. I love that show. That is one of my favorite shows.
Oh wait, that's not it. That's not it. I thought you were right there at first, but it's not.
It's a group of persons.
It's a group of persons. Mm. Yeah, it is. You ready for this drum roll? Okay.
Okay.
They have named the Ebola fighters as the first.
Huh? Group.
Yeah. Yeah. So the people that are helping to fight Ebola, that are out there, you know, treating the patients. I don't know, transporting the patients, whatever. It's just a kind of a vague group of people here. The Ebola in Sierra Leone, Liberia. So I guess it's just people all over the African continent.
Whoever is at war with Ebola.
They're at war. Yeah, well, you know, it's a very dangerous thing, whatever Ebola actually is. That could be debated. But, yeah, I guess we declare war on something if we want to bring attention to it, right? We have the war on terror, which is actually a phony war, which we could get into. We have the war on drugs, which is actually another phony war, now that I think about it. And we have the war on cancer, which is a crock as well. Mm-hmm. So this war on Ebola, maybe it's in that same bucket of being a sham. I tend to lean that way, but I'm not taking anything away from these people that are out there fighting and doing their best to save lives. I mean, it's not against them.
We really aren't being inaccurate with that analogy because, according to Times editor Nancy Gibbs, she is saying Ebola is a war and a warning.
It's a warning.
Yes.
What's it a warning for, I wonder?
That we have not spent enough money on Ebola. Hey, you know, speaking of that, did you see the amount of money? I should have probably pulled this number up real quick before I started talking about it. Did you see the amount of money in the $1.1 trillion bill that passed through Congress that they have allocated towards fighting Ebola?
No. How much is it? It's got to be something unreal.
It is, and as soon as I find it, I'll tell you the exact number. But we're talking billions of dollars coming out of the taxpayers' pocket. While
you're finding that, Super Don, I want to ask you a question. If you were choosing the Time Man of the Year, give me your top two choices. And you know, you can't. I know that I'm going to be your top choice. But don't go there. Just the top two.
All right. Well, I don't want your head to get too big. So maybe Tom Frieden from the Centers of Disease Control.
Tom Frieden. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The Center for you mentioned that's actually the CDC, Centers for Disease Creation. There, Don.
Oh, well, okay. I was talking. Yeah. Okay. Wrong department.
And,
sorry.
And who's the other one?
Gosh. You know, I like Stewie from Family Guy.
Okay.
He deserves it. Yeah.
Well, he'd have my vote over the Ebola Freedom Fighters.
Oh, here we go. $6.2 billion.
Wow.
That's what amazing. Are you going to do with $6.2 billion to fight Ebola?
I could think of some good uses.
Drones? Hellfire missiles? I don't know. What?
Well, you know what, Super Don? The bottom line is I like your choices, but the man of the year should have been Art Briles, the Baylor head coach, in my opinion. He brought Baylor back.
Oh.
And we should be in the final four.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to break.
We'll be back after this break at the bottom of the hour here. Stay tuned on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Dom, you back here with me?
I am. Yes, sir.
Good. I'm glad because, I always enjoy when we can find a mutual ground and talk about things that we both agree on. And I think this first article that we want to talk about here at the bottom of the hour about cannabis, about a lady mm-hmm. that cured her lung cancer with cannabis, we're going to be able to agree on everything. in this article. So that's really great. You know, we're not going to have anything like, you know, coffee enemas or anything.
Yeah. Hash oil enema. Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that one yet.
Wait. All right, let's get into the article, then.
Are you serious?
This is an article by Mike Adams on Natural News. It's entitled Terminal Stage 4 Lung Cancer Patient Miraculously Cured by Cannabis Oil. And it's an Australian lady that never smoked that was stage 4 lung cancer, and she actually cured it with cannabis oil. Now, we've talked about cannabis oil quite a bit. HempMeds PX makes a great CBD oil, high CBD. But this lady was doing it a little bit differently, and this is like an early Christmas treat for me, Don, to be reading this article. I had not read the whole thing.
It's funny you said that. So I'm like frantically scanning this article, trying to find the reference. And of course, yes, there's the wonderful term backdoor.
So, okay, this is a very serious subject, but we're just having fun with it because of Don's fear of coffee enemas. But actually, I think Don actually plays it up just for the fun of it, to be honest with you, but he'll never admit to that. But the bottom line is here that she was using high THC oil, and she couldn't handle it. I guess it was just too much psychotropic for her. So they found a way. And Don, do you want to read that sentence for us?
No. All right, fine. All right, so she and her husband researched further because I guess, yeah, she was having a problem, doing the more traditional way. So they discovered what they called their backdoor method of delivering cannabis oil. And what they did is they mixed half a milliliter of cannabis oil with half a milliliter of coconut oil, which I'm a big fan of coconut oil, and they placed it into a syringe. And then the syringe was inserted there to insert this combination twice daily, giving her the benefits of 1 milliliter of cannabis daily without her unwelcome side effects of a marijuana high.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's I know that's not really up your alley, Don, but it is interesting.
Nice choice of words.
I thought you'd like that too. Not up your alley. But, I think it was effective at minimizing the psychoactive effects of the THC. And, you know, mixing it with the coconut oil, I'm sure, helped the absorption as well. That's the whole purpose behind the coffee enemas is the fact that you do absorb quite a bit when you put it down there. And so that's why coffee enemas are so good at causing the liver to secrete bile and to cleanse and so forth. And that's why I think this was so effective, and they got around the high that she was getting from the THC. That's something that's interesting is that the high CBD oil is very effective at treating cancer, and a lot of the studies are showing that now. But with that being said, most of the research that I've done on cancer and hemp oil for cancer, the research has been done on THC. And so we're learning now that CBD is very effective as well, but most of the research that I'm familiar with is on the THC, and that's what they were using, the high THC hemp oil.
That's true. And, you know, everybody's a little bit different. There is no one, you know, thing for everybody. You know, everybody's body is somewhat different, and different cancers, you know, take different combinations of things. And I would agree with you that a lot of the research that I've looked at as well does incorporate a combination of the CBD and the THC and the various other components. They call it the entourage effect, where, you know, when you put everything together, it works better than if you just single out one particular compound. So I would agree with you on that, although there have been a lot of people that have had just tremendous experiences with just the CBD. So you just have you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, and I firmly believe that the CBD hemp oil is very effective at treating cancer. And I've seen a little bit of research on it, and I've seen a lot of what they would call anecdotal stories. You know, people that have used it successfully. So I'm not saying that. I just think that there's a lot more to come on the CBD. The preponderance of the research over the last 30 years has been on the THC. But I think the reason is because the THC is psychoactive. A lot of the research was intended to show that THC causes cancer instead of cures cancer. You know, because they wanted to have another reason to, with this phony war on drugs, to keep hemp illegal, to keep cannabis illegal. And so that I know for a fact that was the whole reason for the first study that was ever done on hemp in cancer was in 1973 at the University of Virginia Med School. And they wanted, the DEA wanted to show that it caused cancer because they wanted to have another arrow in their quiver in this phony war on drugs so they could throw people that possessed a plant in jail for life. But unfortunately for them, the study actually showed that it cured cancer. So, they didn't release the study for a long while.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's actually another study that was very impressive, and we touched on this earlier in the week. Was this study that was done in Maryland? And it was done. It was in Maryland, and it was done at a high school. It was a study about brownies. Did you see that?
I did. They were studying the what is the effect when you think of something and you start to salivate? What was that effect?
I don't know. I just ate a brownie and I can't think.
Okay. they were studying the effect of on teachers of children,
right,
in front of them to see if it made them hungry for the brownie, and certainly it did in this situation. Unfortunately for the student, the brownie had been cooked along with some cannabis. And so the student has been charged after he shared his cannabis brownie with his teacher, and the teacher apparently did not have the best reaction to it.
No. In fact, I think the student was quoted later on saying that all he was trying to do was score brownie points with the teacher, and it didn't quite work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good one, Don. Did you plan that, or did you just come on the spur of the moment?
I'm sorry. It's just me. I'm just trying to stir the pot. So
that was a good one. Well, you know, better to stir the pot than to stir something else. Okay. But no, anyway, it's interesting though that the student shared the brownie with the teacher and then got in trouble for it. I guess it doesn't say exactly that they have any proof that they just said they suspected that it contained marijuana.
The brownies, I don't think he should get in trouble for the brownies, because, I mean, he is in high school, you know? I mean, seems appropriate.
Well, look, here's the thing. It depends on what kind of brownie it was. Look at all of the toxic ingredients that are in most of our foods. She could have just got sick because of the GMO foods in the brownie. Who knows if there was any kind of healing plant.
It's an interesting quote in the article, because the teacher told police, this is what it says in the article, that the student had given her the brownie during the third period, and that she suspected it contained marijuana. So when you first read that, you almost have to ask yourself, well, if you suspected it had marijuana and you ate it anyway, then why is the kid in trouble?
Well, that's a good question. You know, she suspected that it contained marijuana, and after she finished her third half gallon of ice cream, was positive that it did.
That's right. So anyway, what's the moral to the story here? Don't bring your pot brownies to school.
No, don't. That's a good way to get in trouble, kiddos. But we don't think you should bring any kind of pot to school. We're not advocating that either. Just kind of having fun with the story. But it's interesting, Don. I was contacted by a lady that's a registered nurse, and she'd seen the Quest for the Cures. And I think it was just a couple days ago she sent me this email, and she said that back 30-40 years ago, in the early 70s, I guess, maybe, she was working with a doctor, and she did not name the hospital here in the U.S., but for patients that were dying of cancer that had cachexia, he was giving them brownies. He was giving them pot brownies. He was using hemp brownies and other things that's what they eat, right? They give them sugar-coated foods. They give them brownies, right. But he put hemp in it. And what it did is it not only helped them with an appetite, because they were in cachexia cycle, they were wasting away, but the effects of the hemp was actually curing their cancer. And she said that this doctor was basically ostracized from every other medical doctor at that hospital. Wouldn't talk to him, wouldn't associate with him. He was ostracized. But she said, it's strange, though, even though he was ostracized, the cancer patients that came to him kept getting better. So it's interesting, it's just an anecdotal story again, but, this goes back a long way.
Well, imagine that, huh?
Yeah.
It does work. And, while we're on the topic here, some things happened with that bill that I was referring to earlier. About, it was more like $5.4 billion that was going towards Ebola, but the spending bill agreement actually had an effect on marijuana legalization.
And how so there, Super Don? And you're talking about the bill on Capitol Hill, right? Remember the cartoon? I'm just a bill.
Just a bill. Oh, speaking of that, did you see the Saturday Night Live bit they did on the I'm Just a Bill thing? where
I did.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that great? Where it's like, yeah, no, we don't need a bill. We got an executive order, and he tosses the bill down the stairs.
Yeah, I did see that.
So anyway, back to the bill. I tell you what, you know, originally, we've got an article here off the Weed Blog where the congressional spending bill basically has been structured in a way that it's going to keep the DEA from going after the individual states that have legalized medical marijuana, and it's going to keep the DEA from raiding the dispensaries, which is great because they have been doing that, especially here in the state of Oregon. We've heard about it multiple times where the DEA will come in and just take everybody's medicine away. But apparently it looks like they are not going to fund the DEA to go and do that around the country.
Okay.
Now, I need to clarify something here. I need to find out for sure because in this same article, it was talking about how Washington, D.C. Was not going to get blocked on because, you know, they voted on, what was it, Measure 71?
Yeah,
and legalized marijuana in Washington, D.C. And there was a lot of talk with a bunch of Republicans up on the Hill. They were going to figure out some way to try and block it. Well, word was that they had not done that, but I am actually seeing some conflicting information. It looks like it's possible they may have thrown a monkey wrench in the whole situation and at least for the time being kept marijuana from being legalized in Washington, D.C. I'll try and find out for sure over the break.
Yeah, let's talk about it after the break.
Sure.
Stay tuned.
All right. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Wow, it's so front.
First hour, right?
Man, it's flown by. You know, I love the bumper music. I love, you know, I hear that song and I think of Axl Rhodes almost hugging the microphone Rhodes and swaying back and forth.
It's Axl Rose.
It's Axl Rhodes, Don.
Rhodes?
I'm sorry. No, you're right. It's Axl Rose. I got him mixed up with Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes. I knew you were going
to
say that.
We had to get wrestling in here somewhere, didn't we?
Yeah, don't get us started. Anyway. So anyway, over the break, I took a quick look here, and it does appear that in the spending bill, they did insert language that basically says that they will prohibit both federal and local funds from being used to implement a referendum legalizing recreational marijuana use in the district. So now what's going to happen, there's going to be a big fight over what exactly that language means, because on the one hand, it could be like on face value saying, nope, it's not legal. On the other hand, it could be interpreted that they will not have funds allocated to set up the sale or distribution of medical marijuana, but the legalization or I guess decriminalization of marijuana, as far as having possession of it, may still go into effect. So, you know, they had to make it difficult, but apparently that is what the situation is. So you just have to stay tuned.
So in the end, you might be living there, and so you could go break the law somewhere else, and then
If you turn it into a situation where they will prohibit the sales, the law, you know, legal sales of marijuana, but it's okay to possess it. Where do you think people are going to go get their marijuana? They're going to get it on the black market.
Exactly.
So what's the point here?
Well, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but a lot of these things don't make any sense. It's the government for you. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So, and well, we know one thing we know about D.C. Back when they had the government shutdown, I remember seeing blogs by people that were bartenders and waitresses in D.C., and they said that the bars were packed with congressmen and congresswomen whenever there was the government shutdown. So, you know that there's a lot of bars and liquor stores in D.C., don't we?
Yeah, I've actually heard the same thing. And, yeah, they like to frequent there. In fact, you can go into a lot of the bars around there and just kind of rub elbows with a lot of the members of Congress who, I guess, that's their home away from home.
Oh, I got a question, Don. Do you think that there's more violence or less violence around liquor stores and bars?
You know, liquor is one of the things that I, in my experience through life, I've seen more violence from people drinking than anything else.
Well, you know what? You're not alone because the CDC just did a study on it.
Really?
They just did a study to see if there was more or less domestic violence closer to bars and liquor stores. And they found out that, yeah, there is. There's a lot more domestic violence when people have that more access to liquor, which to me, you know, it's almost like a moment of dud. Do we really need the CDC to do a study on this? Don't we already know that if you can get booze more accessible, that you're going to have more domestic violence? Where on the flip side of the coin, you know, if you go into areas like Colorado and other, like in Oregon and in places that you have marijuana dispensaries, hemp dispensaries, I fall into the trap there. It's not marijuana, it's hemp.
Right.
Cannabis dispensaries, you actually have less violence now. You know, that was all showing that.
That would make a whole lot of sense. Now, the red flag that pops up for me on this study the CDC did is, you know, the way that they're wording this, they're saying restricting the number of locations where alcohol can be sold in a community may help reduce domestic violence. And so basically what this looks like to me is they're trying to lay the groundwork to, you know, put in some kind of legislation restricting the number of locations, bars, liquor stores, you know, whatever. Now,
right.
Listen, I'm not a fan of people going out and getting drunk. I'm not a fan really of drinking that much myself. I think it's a waste of time. Yeah. However, I don't want to live in a country where they think they're going to solve the problem by taking that choice, that freedom, that liberty away from people if they want to drink. And that to me is what this looks like they're angling at.
I'm with you. I completely agree with you there, Don. I don't like to drink myself either. But
I think if we pass legislation restricting the number of pharmacies, that we'll see a lot less drug induced deaths. Don't you?
There we go. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And there was an article we were going to talk about with John Rappaport that talks about the same thing: the eye after genocide, the drug induced deaths, the doctor induced deaths here in the United States. You know, the FDA admits they kill 100,000 people a year with their prescription drugs. So definitely see eye to eye there, Don. You know,
I think we should restrict the number of enema references in an hour, and Super Don will be happier.
I think we should restrict the places that you can get coffee enemas, and then Super Don will be happy. Hey, Don, an hour's gone. We've got another hour to go, so thanks for joining me. You're going to be back next hour. Top of the hour, we're going to have Dr. Irvin Sani, but stay tuned. And remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.